And welcome back to Freight Waves. Now, Bill Priest alongside Anthony Smith. Let's jump into another segment with Noah Mahoney, our Borderlands writer, talking about things that are happening all along exciting borderlines between the United States and Mexico, and as well as Canada as well. But at the same time, Noah, let's look at what's happened in the last, say, 3 weeks or so, concentrating on the investment that has happened in that region, because China and also, what is it, the new logistics park also coming to that area. And no doubt over the course of the next 363 days, we're going to see billions, if not trillions of dollars going into. What can you tell us about China's new investment going into Mexico?
Yes, a China-based automotive manufacturer, Seilun Tire, is building a $240 million new production facility in Aguascalientes, Mexico. Seilun Tire is, this is their first factory outside of Asia, actually, and their first in North America. They are going to produce about 6 million tires a year for passenger vehicles and commercial vehicles. The officials for the company said that, you know, this factory is being built in North America for North American customers. So this is a big shift in strategy for that company.
And speaking of shifts or almost strategies, we have a story coming from Lean Solutions, a name that I don't really hear about happening in Mexico, but seems like they see opportunity there. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on?
Yeah, last year, Lean Solutions Group, which is a global staffing agency, opened a Mexico City office. And they tell me that the office now has about 60 employees, but they plan to really ramp up this coming year. That office in Mexico City offers clients, workers in the logistics and distribution space. They do a lot of carrier sales, logistics, back office logistics operations for trucking companies and 3PLs. They tell me that they see nothing but demand growing for services out of Mexico, especially because of nearshoring. And one of the reasons they opened that office in Mexico was the availability of workforce. They said workers between the age, I think it was 29 and 40 something, there's about 49 million people in that age range, which is a real plus when you're looking for bringing workers into that office.
What are your, just along those two lines, obviously we were going to talk about the facility going in that's going to be the logistics park going along at the Texas-Mexico border at the same time. But looking at the investment that's coming in right now, things really in the last year, 2 years or so seem to have really taken off, and it looks like there's really kind of no stopping it at this point. Is that what you're kind of hearing?
It seems like that. Yeah, we're headed in the right direction. You know, we're seeing all these investments from Asian companies. Another one that I wrote about recently was Xinquan Automotive Trim, which is also building a facility in Mexico. I believe they're the one building the facility in Aguascalientes, and Seilun Tire is building a facility in Guanajuato City, so I don't want to get those mixed up. But yes, we're seeing a lot of investments, a lot of companies such as Lean Solutions Group opening offices in Mexico, and in anticipation of this, you know, nearshoring of manufacturing that is headed to Mexico. It hasn't quite exploded yet. You know, we're still waiting for some big factories such as the Tesla factory and some others to really come online. But once that domino falls, I think we're going to really see an explosion of manufacturing in Mexico.
And Noah, while we're speaking about nearshoring, in some instances reshoring as well, do you think what's going on in the Red Sea will maybe have some impact on people or companies looking to push forward or accelerate on the long term more nearshoring initiatives, just to make sure that their supply chain or their entire facility chain is really being closer to this final product or final consumers?
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime, there's a disruption to global supply chains, especially when, you know, you're looking at supply chains from Asia to the U.S. or from companies in the Red Sea to the U.S., and there's a disruption in that supply chain, such as, you know, the COVID pandemic showed us, companies start to look you know, closer to home to sort of secure that logistics operation. Instead of having to cross oceans, they only have to cross, you know, the U.S.-Mexico border or borders in, you know, South America to the U.S. or Canada to the U.S. So anytime there's a disruption such as what's going on in the Red Sea right now, it causes, you know, companies to sort of maybe look at where their supply chain is weak and could be strengthened by moving it to other geographic locations.
Of course, crossing the Texas border can also be made more complicated by the Texas governor as well.
Right.
We have already experienced that last year. Moving back to China, you had a couple mentions, of course, of China making some investments in Mexico. They seem like they're very, very, very interested in this as well, in terms of, obviously, you mentioned Tesla. When that factory comes online, who knows what could possibly happen down there if that becomes a success story. China's interest in Mexico seems to be more so than anybody else.
Yeah, it's a very, you know, interesting situation. You know, when the COVID pandemic happened, obviously that disrupted the U.S.-China supply chain, as well as a lot of the political stuff going on affected, you know, trade between our two countries. But once we saw this sort of shift begin to happen to nearshoring to Mexico, China, you know, was one of the countries that we are really seeing heavy investment from China-based companies in Mexico and other parts of South America, which is very interesting. And, you know, I've spoken to several people over the past few years that said, you know, China is not going to go away. They're not going to give up their share of the global, you know, marketplace. And this is probably one of the ways that China is trying to keep their share of, you know, the global supply chain, is by shifting a lot of their manufacturing companies or manufacturing centers to Mexico.
It's definitely going to be intriguing to see what China's investment does to the borderlands area. And Noe, can you tell us about this logistics park that's being put up in the borderlands area as we close out this segment?
Yes, it's a very interesting thing. You know, we talk about this a lot, the demand for real estate along the U.S.-Mexico border. And this project is a new logistics operation called Project Grande, and it's going to be located in El Paso, Texas. Right now, the companies behind this operation or behind this project are building two Class A spaces that will total about 900,000 square feet. But they anticipate in over the next few years that once it's completely built out, that it will total 1.8 million square feet. So it's a very large logistics space. They say half of it's already leased, you know, 50% of it is already pre-leased. So it's just another sign that, you know, demand for real estate along the U.S.-Mexico border is really booming.
Before we let you go, let me get you one more thing. I'll let you take your pick on which of these stories you want to talk about. But obviously, in terms of when you have, we've seen a rise in theft and obviously maybe negative elements as well. A lot of tequila was apprehended, as well as an interesting heist with jalapeno paste. I'll let you take your pick of what you want to talk about, but both these stories are very interesting.
Well, I could talk about both of them very quickly. The jalapeno paste story was happened at the border crossing in Otay Mesa, which is Southern California, where customs agents found about $10 million worth of methamphetamine and cocaine hidden in the shipment of jalapeno paste arriving from Mexico. So that was very interesting. I'm not a spicy food eater, so I didn't even know that there was jalapeno paste, but apparently it's a very popular cooking ingredient. And the other story you mentioned, which is a very curious one, this company out of Wilmington, North Carolina, called Daytune Distributors, recently talked about one of their shipments of tequila. It was being shipped from Jalisco, Mexico to Wilmington, North Carolina. And once it safely got across the border into the U.S., but somewhere between crossing, I'm going to assume it crossed in Texas. So somewhere between Texas and North Carolina, cargo thieves were able to infiltrate the logistics operation and steal that load. It was about 19,000 bottles of tequila worth about $400,000. And what's interesting is that this was Daytoon Distributors' first shipment of their new line of this tequila. I believe it's called Hacienda Cactun Tequila. They were going to launch it this month. And it's very curious that the first shipment of their new line of tequila was stolen as it was headed to them in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Definitely no shortage of activity going on in the Borderlands area in Illinois. Thanks so much for joining us. Also going to be interested to see if there's a tick up in jalapeno paste at Super Bowl parties this year. Thanks for coming on, and we'll check in again with you throughout this week.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll take a short break. Come back with more Fruit Loops Now after this.